Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Demonstrators are back in Minneapolis protesting the latest death of an African-American in police custody. Matt Zepik of Minnesota Public Radio reports Governor Tim Walz extended an 8 p.m. curfew there into tonight, an effort to quell violence that's racked the city in recent days.
Thousands of National Guard soldiers and airmen are helping police and firefighters enforce the 8 p.m. curfew. Minnesota Public Safety Commissioner John Harrington says police arrested about 55 people by 2 a.m. Sunday and dozens more later. That included two who allegedly shot at police.
The officer was not hit. We arrested the two people that were in the car from which the shot was fired, and we recovered an AR-15 rifle in that particular case.
Harrington says 20% of those arrested were from outside Minnesota. He says the much larger law enforcement presence is allowing soldiers and police to get to potential trouble spots ahead of rioters. For NPR News, I'm Matt Zepik in Minneapolis.
Mayors across the country are criticizing President Trump's response to nationwide protests against police brutality. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, local leaders say Trump's rhetoric is inflaming tensions.
President Trump tweeted that, quote, thugs are dishonoring the memory of George Floyd and threatened demonstrators outside the White House with vicious dogs and ominous weapons. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms said the president's comments are not helpful.
He should just stop talking. This is like Charlottesville all over again. He speaks and he makes it worse.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser called the president's comments, quote, an attack on Black America. But National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien defended the president.
We want law and order in this country. We want peaceful protesters who have real concerns about brutality and racism.
O'Brien said that a few bad apples are giving police a bad name, but he denied that systemic racism is a problem. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Demonstrators also turned out in Berlin, Copenhagen, and Toronto today, saying they're rallying in solidarity with American protesters. And Piers Frank Langford has more.
The protest began in London's Trafalgar Square, where hundreds faced Britain's National Gallery and took a knee. The march continued across the River Thames to the U.S. Embassy, where protesters packed in up against a police cordon. A Black Lives Matter group in London organized the protest. A Twitter account for Black Lives Matter UK, which said it is not affiliated with the London group, questioned a mass gathering while Britain is still largely under lockdown, adding, quote, "We are currently discussing the implications of calling a mass march in the middle of a pandemic that is killing us the most. Government statistics show British blacks of African descent are nearly four times more likely to die from COVID-19 than white Britons." Frank Langfitt, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. For the first time in 3 months, Pope Francis delivered his noon address from his window overlooking St. Peter's Square as he celebrated Pentecostal Sunday Mass. In Saudi Arabia, tens of thousands of mosques reopened today for the first time in 2 months. And NPR's Ruth Sherlock reports worshippers are being told to follow strict coronavirus guidelines.
Worshippers headed to mosque for the dawn prayers in much changed circumstances. Everyone must wear a mask at all times. They should have a personal prayer mat and perform the ablution, the act of washing their face, arms and legs before prayer, at home. The Saudi government has allowed the country's some 90,000 mosques to make a cautious reopening. The elderly, children under 15 and people with chronic diseases are not permitted. Prayergoers must remain 2 meters apart, and the mosques have to close 10 minutes after prayers have ended. The Grand Mosque in Mecca, Islam's holiest site, remains closed. Saudi Arabia has reported more than 83,000 infections, and 480 people have died from COVID-19. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News.
SpaceX delivered two NASA astronauts to the International Space Station today. The Dragon capsule arrived early this morning, some 19 hours after the historic liftoff from Florida. It was the first rocket launch to send humans into space from American soil since the Space Shuttle program was ended in 2011. This launch was also the first time a commercially developed space vehicle owned and operated by a private entity rather than NASA carried Americans into orbit. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.